Harry's Dilemma by Biagro, read by Twasadark. Fandom Harry Potter. Rating PG. Pairing Harry Draco. Number 11 in the Catboy Draco arc. Harry shut the door to the loo and leaned against it heavily. His face was hot and he was sure his cheeks were pink. How did Malfoy always manage to get the better of him? He wanted to bang his head in frustration, but he didn't dare for fear the blonde would hear it. He dressed slowly and then slipped his glasses back on. The first time he'd forgotten them had been an honest mistake. However, after seeing how Draco's gaze tracked him around the room as he searched, Harry started forgetting his glasses on purpose. He had been shocked to discover that he had something of a crush on Draco Malfoy. At first, he thought his feelings merely came from the pleasure he usually derived from helping someone in need. Then he spent 4 hours helping Neville with a potions assignment. Harry hadn't experienced the first warm, fuzzy feeling from that little ordeal, so he knew what he felt toward Malfoy was something different. He just liked spending time with the Pratt. And wasn't that a kick in the bollocks after he'd spent so many years actively hating the Slytherin? And now, instead of hating the boy, Harry got all hot and bothered, stroking his ears. Harry had almost embarrassed himself twice now with the evidence of just how much he enjoyed helping Malfoy. Of course, he had no idea what to do about all of this. If Malfoy were a girl, he might try an awkward date request, or possibly even a fumbling snog. Harry had no delusions about how inadequate he was when it came to relationships. His tongue seemed to tie itself in knots when he even considered asking someone out. The problem was, while most girls tended to let you down easy if they weren't interested, Harry was sure that Malfoy would laugh himself silly. He'd probably put up posters in the Great Hall and take out a full-page ad in the Daily Prophet. Poof Potter asks out Malfoy heir. Draco Malfoy gives an exclusive interview about his encounter with the boy who lived. He was so awkward. It was sad, really. His face turned 3 shades of Gryffindor red. He had to repeat himself 4 times before I even knew what he was saying. Harry gave in to temptation and banged his head on the door. End. This series is continued in number 12 of the Catboy Draco arc. Coming soon.